Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Stocks to Watch, Wall Street Breakfast's Weekend Edition, our news team's weekend preview of upcoming IPOs, earnings reports, conference presentations, investor days, FDA decisions, Barron's mentions, and other key events that could impact stocks to set you up for the week ahead in the markets. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Sunday, July 26th, and I'm your host, Rena Scherbel. We begin with a breakdown of the week ahead from Seeking Alpha's news team. Silicon Valley CEOs might not be testifying virtually to the House Judiciary Committee and the Antitrust Subcommittee as planned next week, but it is still a huge week for the tech sector, with the regulatory spotlight still burning bright, and Google, Facebook, Amazon, and Apple all scheduled to post earnings reports. Politicians from both sides of the aisle are expected to continue to chip away at the tech heavyweights, and a large-scale antitrust probe will remain an overhang that investors will have to factor in. Also in D.C. next week, Senate Republicans will unveil their stimulus proposals, with the unemployment benefit now expired. On the economic calendar, reports are due in next week on durable goods orders, pending home sales, and consumer sentiment. There is also a rather interesting initial Q2 GDP report for economists to track, with an exceptionally high range of estimates, from negative 35% year-over-year to negative 14% year-over-year, adding to the uncertainty. Outside of another blitz of earnings reports, there is the highly anticipated return of major pro sports, with the MLB ramping up this weekend and the NBA and NHL just around the corner. Is it possible those Robinhood day traders drift over to DraftKings? In earnings news, we have Avery Dennison, Hasbro, and NXP Semi reporting on July 27th. Centene, McDonald's, Pfizer, 3M, Altria, Visa, Starbucks, eBay, and Mondelez International, AMD, and Raytheon Technologies on July 28th. Boeing, General Electric, General Motors, General Dynamic, Spotify, Facebook, PayPal, Archer Daniels Midland, Qualcomm, Shopify, and Yum China report on the 29th. Royal Dutch Shell, Cigna, Comcast, UPS, Procter & Gamble, Anheuser-Busch, and Kraft Heinz, DuPont, Valero Energy, Amazon, Apple, Alphabet, Ford, MGM Resorts, and Gilead Sciences report on the 30th. ExxonMobil, Phillips 66, Chevron, Merck, and Caterpillar report on July 31st. In IPO news, Vertex is expected to price its IPO on July 28th and begin trading on the 29th. The software provided is looking to raise $100 million. On the smaller side, Enexon is expected to price its IPO after setting an initial range of between $14 and $16 for the 10 million share offering, and 1847 Goedeker is slated to price its IPO on July 30th. IPO lockups expire for Innovus Bio and Blue Hat Interactive on July 27th, as well as Black Diamond Therapeutics and Anpac Biomedical Science on July 28th. Reynolds Consumer Products, One Life Healthcare, and Arcutis Biotherapeutics also see IPO lockup shares freed up on July 29th. The official walk date on the Gallant Satellite Comtech Communications merger is July 29th, although the deal is in serious jeopardy. Terraform Power shareholders vote on the Brookfield Renewable Partners merger on July 28th, and the deal could close on July 31st. Keep an eye on Wader Holdings after the name was tipped last week by B. Riley FBT to be a potential acquisition target. Meanwhile, Nestle is looking to sell some of its Chinese water brands, and NVIDIA has expressed takeover interest in SoftBank-owned semiconductor designer Arm. Kraft Brew is on watch with Anheuser-Busch under scrutiny for its plans for the Kona brand. M&A talk is swirling around Kratos Defense. The blockbuster antitrust hearing featuring CEOs from Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google has been postponed, but the issue of potential antitrust action will still be on the front burner for investors. Wedbush Securities thinks the overhang of regulatory scrutiny remains a lingering worry for the street, with tech majors all expected to spend a good amount of time in the 202 area code over the next year. Dan Ives warned, regulation on FANG names will be the political football kicked around in the Beltway, with a number of paths this situation may take, especially with a presidential election year. We believe fines will likely be the outcomes rather than structural business model changes. However, depending on the severity and scope of these investigations, there could be more negative twists and turns ahead for big tech names. Further downstream in the tech world, the regulatory threat could prevent big tech from firing off as many acquisitions as planned. The long wait for major professional sports is over, with broadcasters with a new MLB season starting up and both the NHL and NBA finishing off their 2019-2020 seasons. ESPN says demand for airtime on baseball telecasts has been high, and Fox's regular season was 90% sold out before the first pitch. The NBA is set to pick up its season in the Disney World bubble on Thursday, with coverage primarily on ESPN, ABC, and TNT. Meanwhile, looming larger than the NBA's return is a potential comeback of the NFL in the fall for Disney, Fox, and Viacom/CBS. Overall, Disney has the highest live sports rights payments, $5.8 billion in 2019, followed by Fox at $3.3 billion and Viacom/CBS at $1.7 billion. Amazon will also get a piece of that action, but its sports pure plays like DraftKings, FanDuel, and William Hill, as well as casino operators like MGM Resorts and sports betting partner GVC Holdings, that will benefit if sports leagues can run a full schedule this fall and winter. Federal Reserve officials meet from July 28th through the 29th with a meatier agenda than normal. The FOMC will debate what form of economic stimulus should be on tap for this fall, if the composition of purchases of treasuries and mortgage bonds should shift to longer-date securities, like after the 2008 financial crisis, and how long the central bank plans to keep interest rates near zero. The discussion could also focus on the magical 2% inflation target. There is some support for letting inflation drift over 2% for a period of time to compensate for the long periods of time sitting well below the 2% mark. Running an overshoot on the inflation target would be a new operating paradigm. The partnership between Oxford University and AstraZeneca will see another Phase 3 test involving 30,000 participants in the U.S. beginning next week, along with a parallel test of the Moderna vaccine. It would not be a surprise if more manufacturing deals are announced by companies pushing ahead with vaccine development. The Nevada Gaming Control Board is expected to post gaming win numbers for June sometime during the week. While the year-over-year comparison will still be rough, casinos will be able to show some sequential progress, with many properties opening back up to limited capacity in June. While there are no consensus marks to hit or miss, investors will factor in the numbers. An even bigger event during the week is likely to be MGM's earnings report on July 30th. Heading into the report, Las Vegas Sands has already warned of a world of hurt in Vegas, and Bank of America says its tracking indicates Las Vegas Strip room rates for August and September have turned lower. Yum! Brands KFC has a test of plant-based fried chicken products running in about 50 locations in Los Angeles, Orange County, and San Diego in partnership with Beyond Meat. KFC plans to monitor the results of the test to determine whether to make Beyond Fried Chicken available nationally. There could be some indications next week on how the product is going over in the Golden State. This Week in Barron's mentions the stocks and themes drawing attention in Barron's Weekly Edition. The publication pitches the case on why PG&E looks undervalued. It is noted that the post-bankruptcy company has monopoly power, a newly relaxed regulatory regime, reliable future revenue growth, and about $10 billion of potential future costs prepaid by its customers, even if a years-long dividend suspension is still a factor. The high valuations for EV truck players Workhorse Group, Nikola, and Hylion are called out in comparison to the large sales tallies churned up by legacy truck makers like Daimler, Volvo, Traton, Paccar, and Cummins. On a similar note, the run-up in hydrogen fuel cell stocks trucks is called a bubble after Plug Power, Ballard Power Systems, and Bloom Energy were also bid up by investors hungry for EV exposure. The issue also notes the tricky problem of how to price vaccines if Pfizer, Merck, Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, or AstraZeneca make it to the finish line. This is especially true because it has been determined yet if people will need regular booster shots to maintain their protection. This week in our single stock focus, we're looking at Intel with trapping value. The stock closed the week at over $50. Trapping value starts here. The headline number certainly did not call for the drop we saw. The beat on revenues and the beat on earnings certainly seemed to be the setup for a move to the upside. But Intel registered one of the biggest one-day drops in its history and sent it plunging to early 2018 levels. Intel's revenue showed impressive strength in a quarter where one would have expected some degree of disruption. Year over year, revenues were up 20% and earnings were up 16%. Data center performance was phenomenal and was the key driver of revenues in the quarter. Data center also showed an expansion of margins and operating income was up about 70% from this segment. Intel's guidance was not particularly shabby either. Earnings will be around flat from last year and down only 3% from guidance from before the pandemic. Revenues of $75 billion exceed where consensus was prior to the results. Trapping value continues with what the market did not like about Intel's report. The 7-nanometer delay was rather horrible news for the bulls, as once again, Intel conceded that the bears were correct and that it has no clue how to manage this transition. Bob Swan addressed this in the conference call. Later, Trapping Value says, the key question on that topic came from Vivek Arya from Bank of America. The question, so on the competitive side, by the time you come up with 7, TSMC is planning to be on the 3-nanometer, so we'll still be a generation ahead. The response was a long non-answer, which went everywhere except where it actually needed to go, and this is what is causing bulls to panic en masse. Trapping Value then goes on. The key bull argument is that Intel is cheap, and at 11 times 2020 earnings, one cannot argue with that, especially when many companies are trading at revenue multiples higher than that. We get that. When looking in the technology space, it is not hard to make an argument that Intel is not expensive. But there are some interesting counterpoints to that, and we want to make them here. The first is that Intel still trades at 3 times price to sales, and while that may be cheaper compared to its competitors, it is not exactly cheap in relation to its multiple history over the last decade. Trapping Value concludes here. Bears should not overlook the history of Intel's revenue and free cash flow increases over the past decade. While we think there is a big bump coming, Intel certainly has the financial muscle to fight a price war. That is good news for the company, but we see that as a harbinger of sorts for the whole technology sector. The extremely high margins seen for software and hardware have convinced everyone that this time is different. It is not. It takes only one existing player to start defending market share for profits to inevitably tank across the board. That time is coming and will be felt throughout the technology sector. Intel is a part of the passive investing bonanza, and it will have a hard time gaining traction until the technology sector bottoms. That also makes us stay away from this name. Overall, Seeking Alpha authors are bullish on Intel, with 4 very bullish, 8 bullish, 5 neutral, 2 bearish, and 1 very bearish. That concludes this week's Stocks to Watch. Thanks so much for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Alpha Trader, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great week.